Oh, yeah.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like in a rap.
Yeah.
That nigga take shots at me.
Woo!
I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga
like
a foot and take you one step beyond.
Beyond. It's your boy, L Boogie. The streets is talking. Friday, and we're going to sing it fabulous because on my street, it's about 85, sunny palm trees, you know. But anyway, first of all, I just want to say we glad to all of this listeners. Thanks for tuning in. It's Friday, NFL free agency, NBA, NCAA. Got a lot to talk about. Weezy F, baby. But let me introduce my co-host. My engineer, T-Row.
What's up, world?
Secondly, I want to introduce my producer who produced the show, DJ Steph. He's in the building. Now, let's get down to business. This NFL, and we know what it stands for. Not the National Football League, T-Row. It stands for Not For Long. So, as we go through this free agency, and I want to put, you know, the callers, I want to put yourself in a situation, if you're the GM or if you're the player. We had a lot of guys, big-name guys, get released. Had a lot of guys get signed, surprisingly, to different teams. A lot of guys left. The Baltimore Ravens. I remember a caller. He told me, bro, they're going to sign Flacco with all that money, and there's guys are going to defect. Now, we're going to talk about that as well, but let's just throw some names out there. Guys who got picked up, Reggie Bush, Wes Welker, Steven Jackson. You know, these guys has got picked up by their respective teams. And let's just go down the row. And, Ro, I'm going to ask you, was it a good move by the team and for the player? I'm just going to, you know, throw some things out there, and you tell me. And once again, like we say, caller, if you're on the line, thanks for calling, 347-855-8896. If you want to get in, press 1, and then you'll have an opinion to express. Reggie Bush, Detroit Lions. Ro, what do you think? Good move, bad move by the organization of Reggie Bush?
That was a great move by the Detroit organization. Now they can get somebody who can consistently run the ball and, you know, have that runner or that back to come out the backfield to catch those little passes. Megatron had an awesome year last year, so did Matthew Stafford. And if you just add just a little bit of sugar to your cereal, you know, with Reggie Bush to the lineup, I believe that it opens the field even wider for Megatron because Megatron didn't have that much help, and he broke so many records this year that was, you know, totally unbelievable and incredible to see. And I'm just glad that I was able to witness that season to, you know, because I never thought that anybody would ever break Jerry Rice's record, you know, especially in a single season, even though Jerry Rice did what he did in a shortened season in 12 games. So, you know, I give all the props to my man, Megatron, for what he did. But just adding Reggie Bush to the piece of the puzzle, it gives you an extra dynamic to really do something even more than what they did last year.
Reggie Bush, really? Do you really want to, you know, give more offense? You need to stop somebody. You can't even stop a nosebleed, Detroit Lions, let alone stop somebody from getting past the turnpike. Come on, man. Detroit Lions, I don't know if that was a smart move. I think you should have tried to get you another DB. Remember the league that you're playing in. They're playing in a passing league, especially with Brandon Marshall on a team. You have Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. We're not even going to say about his weapons. We know that one weapon went to the enemy, Greg Jennings. But I would think that you would try to get that defense together, wouldn't you, Ro?
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's not over. This is just the beginning stages, you know. Time just ticked for everything to open up on Tuesday. And it's been a mad race to get what you can get up until this point. So I'm not going to knock Detroit on them not getting anybody on defense, you know, as of yet, because there's still a lot of guys out there. You know, we can throw a lot of names out there, and, you know, they still got time to do something as far as working on the defensive side of the ball. But as far as just them signing Reggie Bush as quick as they did, because a couple of shows ago we were just talking about that the Cardinals were interested in Reggie Bush, and now that he, as soon as he went to Detroit, he didn't visit any other places. He went to Detroit, signed the deal, and now he's a Lion. So if we're just talking about Reggie Bush going to Detroit, that was a great move by Detroit, by the organization. And we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks, because we still got a lot of time before the actual draft, so things could shake up even more when the draft actually comes about. So there will be a lot of more names thrown out there and a lot of more good guys getting picked up that we know about. So be easy on them with the defense for right now.
I want to talk about Wes Welker. Wes Welker left one Hall of Fame quarterback and went to another. Do you think that Tom Brady has something to do with Wes Welker being cut, or was it just the organization saying, Wes, you're not good anymore, we're going to let you go, you dropped a couple balls, you got to go?
Come on, man, you know what it is. Tom Brady would not get rid of his best weapon, the only guy that he's been throwing to for the last 3 years consistently, the only guy to have as many stats as anybody else in this league for the last three seasons. I don't think Tom Brady had anything to do with that guy getting cut. I think New England just tried to play Wes Welker, and Wes Welker played his cards the best way he knew how. You know, these agents are smart, man. They're not dumb. And that's why he was able to go do what he was supposed to do, man. He wasn't really guaranteed to come back to New England. Like I said last week, I thought he was playing possum. You know what I mean? I thought maybe he would go back to New England. But, hey, why not go from one great NFL quarterback to another Hall of Fame great NFL quarterback, from Tom Brady to Peyton Manning? Ain't nothing wrong with it. Adam Vinatieri did it. He went from New England to Indianapolis and a lot of other guys. But, you know, I think Wes Welker just want to add a new chapter to his career or to his playbook and try to see if he can advance a little bit further, because New England is not the team of the team of destiny like they were once saying before, you know, winning three championships in the 4 years and all of that. It just seems like they're stuck for some reason. The light is red and they can't get past that light. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. Congratulations, Wes, welcome.
Okay, Wes. I mean, I'm not saying that it was a, you know, bad thing. I'm just saying, wow, you go from one grade to another. Your career is great. I mean, smart move. That's my point. But getting back to two things you just said. One, you said these agents are smart. I have to take that to the lab, because I just heard in the streets Elvis Dumervil's agent forgot to fax some paperwork and he got released by his team. How can you forget to fax some papers for a guy that you supposedly be representing? Wow.
That's just one guy.
I guess this is all,
you know. It's just one guy.
We got to watch Jerry Maguire again, man. Show me the money. Show me the money.
Yes, sir. You're right about that. But, you know, all these agents got a lot of players up under their wing. And, I mean, sometimes it happens, man. You know, paperwork gets messed up on the desk. And then you got assistants after assistants trying to look after your paperwork and get you started and do all this other day to get your day smooth, running great. So, you know, anything can happen. That's just one player out of many. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Now, let me say this about, you know, yes, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. But my favorite team is the Green Bay Packers, I must say. Reason being, let's take it back. Well, I'm going to take you back, and if you guys, anybody from Cleveland, Ohio, if you're out there, I used to play with a team called the 97th Street Bulldogs. And our colors were green and gold. And we had an owner like Jerry Jones. We had about 6 or 7 different uniforms. We had the lollipop socks. Oh, bro, it was crazy. But anyway, getting back to the point. But that's the reason why I like Green Bay. But I don't understand why Greg Jennings would leave somebody just for the money when you're going to go play with Chris Ponder. No, not Christian, but I'm going to ponder on you. Are you going to give me the ball? We know you're going to run the ball 20 times with Adrian Peterson. We know that. And when he throws, is it going to get there? I don't know. I mean, Christian is a decent quarterback. To me, when you're under the 15 mark in the league, as far as quarterbacks, you're not that good. So if you're top 15, okay. But when you're down and down 20 and under, you're NBG, bro.
There you go. You sound disgruntled.
Nothing but garbage, man.
It's French Friday, baby. Come on, man. You can't be that disgruntled about your boy going over to Minnesota. I know it's the arch enemy. You ain't supposed to do that. You're not supposed to follow in the footsteps of Brett Favre, the great legend number 4. Well, guess what? Number 85 then took a page out of number 4 playbook and went to the enemy. And you know what's going to happen. He going to kill y'all. He going to do something, man. It's miraculous. And somehow, some way, when Christian Ponder step on that field at Lambeau, he going to put it on y'all. And Greg Jennings going to have about 200 yards receiving. You heard it here first on Streets of Talking, baby. L Boogie, don't be upset.
Get at me at L Boogie Twitter, L Boogie 15. And remember, the streets is always talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. We might be near a street near you. Next show Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Check us out. Don't forget, we got Freestyle Friday tonight. I got a special MC poet that's going to come on tonight. Stay tuned. How your ears to the street, because it's going to be raw. You hear what I'm saying to you? It's going to be raw. Notable stars still available, bro. We got Ed Reed, Dwight Franey, Ray Maluga, Casey Hampton. You know, we got a lot of guys out here. Woody, Osawa, we got a lot of guys out here. But let me ask you this question. Speaking of the Super Bowl champions and guys defecting and leaving, where do you think they will end up this year with all these guys leaving? Does Ozzie Newsome have a plan? How many picks do they have?
Yeah, I really don't know how many picks they have right now. But, you know, Baltimore hasn't missed the playoffs since Flacco has been there. So I think they kind of got a handle on what they really want to do. You can always find pieces of the puzzle that we don't know about. You know, some of these teams really have a scouting development that is top-notch. And Baltimore is one of those organizations that have the top-notch scouting agencies out there. And so I think they're going to do a good job of filling some of the big names that are leaving or supposedly have been cut or testing the free agency market right now. But you never know. You know, some of these guys just might be looking to get more money. They might not be able to get that money. You know what I mean? But if they are to, then they definitely just might take that leave. But if they don't get that money that they're looking for, they just might end up returning to Baltimore and trying to, you know, help Baltimore repeat and get back to the playoffs and do certain things. But you know, I don't understand why you would have so many players testing the free agent market after you won a Super Bowl. Why wouldn't you want to keep your nucleus together, especially with Ray Lewis leaving? You know, I don't know why you wouldn't want to tighten up what you already have. You know, the old saying, don't break it. I mean, don't fix it if it ain't broke. You know what I'm saying? Keep it together, keep it going. But in today's NFL, you know, not for long. You ain't going to be making so much money in one spot. You can always go somewhere else and make more. So I think that's what these guys are doing nowadays, and it's unfortunate that it's all about the money.
Wow. I really don't understand it. guys are leaving because they won the Super Bowl. We can go back to guys who were MVPs, Larry Brown. I mean, Dustin Jackson from Tampa. These guys were just, you know, as my man DMX would say, I'm kind of hot right now. And so these guys are kind of hot. So I don't know if it's fool's gold or if they're solid pickups. And like I've always said, teams like Baltimore, Pittsburgh, you know, guys out here on the West Coast, you know, that's always consistent, that's in the playoffs, because they have a system. It's not just the players, it's also the system. But, Ro, with so many shakeups with these coaches, I mean, and new players coming on, it's going to be so much parity, we don't know who's going to win.
Exactly, and that's what I love about the NFL, especially right now. You know, go ahead and do your thing, chase that money, because some of these names that you really have come to know in the NFL in today's game, you know, like Dwight Freeney, I can't believe that. James Harrison, I can't believe that. You know, Charles Woodson, Brian Urlacher, Victor Cruz. You know, these are some of the names that are just in the last 3 or 4 years that have really, really come along and made this league what it is. And now to see these guys being testing the free agency market, you know, especially like Ed Reed. I mean, is he really going to end up as a Texan? I mean, that's just amazing to see. You would always think that he would end his career as a Raven, but, you know, while the things have happened, that's what I love about today's league, all the shakeup with the coaches. Yeah, these coaches want, they've been in there and they know who they want. And if they are, if the players are available for them to get, man, they're going to go out and pay that money and get what they want, just like John Elway did with Wes Welker. He was like, man, I don't care what it is, man. Let me give you this. And come on home. Come on over here. And, you know, Wes Welker did the best thing for him.
Right. Paul Kruger went over to the Browns. And speaking of the AFC North, is it going to be a shakeup where, you know, the Browns and Cincinnati are going to be fighting to be on top of the league? And, you know, Pittsburgh and Baltimore are declining. It's going to be very interesting coming up, especially with the draft and these last couple free agents pick up. And I think that with this league nowadays, with this money and the CBA and this recession, remember, everybody ends is suffering. Just don't think because you're having a cocktail and we drinking a natty ice on the street that you're living better than me, because you're not. You're not living better than me. This, man, we're making cuts just like every household in America and over in Korea. We making cuts. We down. So we don't care who you are. You're going to take a pay cut because we need these ends. So, man, once again, I can't wait to get people on the line to get their opinion. One more question I'm going to ask for before we go to commercial. The Pittsburgh Steelers letting go Mike Wallace, and he going down to Miami. Ellerby from the Baltimore Ravens. How do you think Miami did? Did they sew up some needs, and will that make them effective in the AFC East, or is that just, you know, a splash for the city, or is it quality? Is it, you know, fancy, or is it, you know, solid?
I'll give you this about Pittsburgh. You know, I think Pittsburgh are really – I don't say they're going young, but they're really trying to establish their identity as a young, quality team. You know, Pittsburgh is a hard team. I can't really believe that they let Mike Wallace go. It might just be a great addition for the Miami Dolphins to have Mike Wallace, a lot of speed, somebody who can catch to go along with Hartline, because that Hartline kid is a stud. He's kind of good. And, you know, I just don't know. We'll see how it plays out in Miami with Mike Wallace. But as far as, you know, like James Harrison, you know, I can't believe they released him. I don't know why they would. He's like one of the most fiercest defensive players in the league, and you get rid of him for whatever reason, I don't know. But they just may be in that same boat of knowing that they can replace him, get something better, and not have to pay as much money to keep him. So I understand the financial part of it all, but James Harrison, man, wow. I mean, what if he stays in the AFC? What if he doesn't come out the NFC? He'll just be terrorizing you, you know, as long as he's on a different team in the same conference that he left. So it can get pretty interesting. But Pittsburgh is, you know, steel curtain. They come hard. They do it every year, and we expect them. We expect nothing less of Pittsburgh being Pittsburgh. So it is what it is.
Right. I have another saying. You know, NBG stands for nothing but garbage. Okay. I got one. B.O.B. Bag of bones. Some of these guys are a bag of bones. That's why they're getting released. Man, you're going to be hurt 9 out of 16 games. I'm sorry. I love you, Woody. Yes, you're a Hall of Famer, but you got to go. You got to go, Woody. I'm sorry, baby. You got to go. Chuck, you know what I mean? James, you got to go. We loved your service, but you're B.O.B. And that don't mean bring your own booze. Your bag of bones, you got to go. So, you know, callers, make sure you call in. When we come back, we're going to talk to some callers going to our NCAA. And also later on, we're going to have our Freestyle Friday. And we have some news on Lil Weezy. It's your boy. Let's go.
My shit stank. $400,000 on the Mustang. Come and kick it with a West Side nigga. Think I ain't about that action. Wanna bet, my nigga? Hey, all day thumbing through the check, my nigga. Boy, you broke. You can't even be a threat, my nigga. When you talking to me, say it with your chest, little nigga. I pull up on your set and make a mess, little nigga. Okay, I got a kilo of gold, 36 O's. Wrapped around the neck of a dope boy. Go, yeah, not the frenzy diamond in nose. And just pay cash for a Rolls Royce. A true trap, nigga. I don't sold everything. Trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything. I say trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything.
Now we on the dome. Big face roller, take up half my arm. 4-9-11 with the Gabby top. All gold scale, my magic box. Got the soul, my neck. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the horn, my neck. Let me whip this here, I get it right to you. Goddamn. I'm catching. Woo! 2-2-3 with the silencer. Boy, rock that shit with the flies first. All gold like Montana. Tony. Holes all in my phantom. Rollie. Young to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it, goddamn him. Young.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit you got all my chains on. So that's gold all on her box. Gold all on my watch. So big it's like a clock. Fox fur on the source cover, I wore fox. Damn. This for all the DJs that got this on
replay.
Yeah, I sell a brick on eBay.
Woo, it's Friday, TGIF.
Yeah. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. I'm
man,
family straight.
Don't forget, get at me at LBoogie15 on Twitter. Give me your opinion. I just had somebody hit me up telling me about Reggie Bush. Say Reggie Bush going to the Pro Bowl. Man, guess what I tweeted him back and said? He's out on my mother's lawn, man. NBG, man. That's for garbage. Go ahead on, man. Will you? But yeah, we're going to talk about that. I got my first caller. Don't forget, callers calling in on the show. Whatever you want to talk about. And I ask you a couple questions. Ray from St. Louis. How you doing, Ray from St. Louis?
Yo, Boogie, what's going on, cuz? Oh, man.
I'm just, you know, hanging in there. Like I said, it's Friday, and we in the streets. What's up? Tell me what's going on your street in St. Louis. Talk to me.
You know, everything cool in St. Louis, but I want to talk about this streak that the Miami Heat on. LeBron James got Miami Heat on this streak. This is what I want to talk about.
Let's talk about that. The streak.
Very
you think they're going to break
very
it?
Impressive.
Very impressive?
Very impressive.
Who are the guys? Who are the guys coming up? They got Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, Cleveland, Detroit, Charlotte, Orlando, Chicago, New Orleans, San Antonio, then New York again. Can they do it?
I believe they can do it. If Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan ain't coming back in the league, it could be done. Only way this streak going to be stopped if Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen come back.
Okay, hold on, L Boogie. Hey, caller, this your boy T. Rowe, represent Texas, baby. Say, I got a question for you. So you telling me that you think Miami can run through the league and win 33 in a row and beat the stellar record that the 1971-72 LA Lakers team had and went through and won a national title, an NBA title? You telling me they're going to do that whole thing like that?
Yes, I believe so, man. With this LeBron James player, man, playing the best on the planet, he's starting to make the comparison. It's going to be some comparison. The comparison really going to start to come. Jordan never won 20.
They almost lost to Orlando just last week.
It gotta be some luck. It's gonna be some luck in everything. When you win a Super Bowl, you need luck. Whenever you win in anything, you might need a little luck. Like in this streak, you gonna need a little luck. I'm pretty sure the Lakers had some luck too in them 33 games.
You right about that. We always need luck in them streets, baby. When you get that,
yeah,
gotta
you
get it,
always
baby.
Need luck in them streets.
Absolutely. But, yeah, man, that's a strong point, man. I like Miami and what they're doing. Ray, I promise you, I love the streak. I love the history of it all. But I just can't see them winning 33 in a row, man. That's really tough. And I know that LeBron has Miami and Dwayne Wade has got his locomotive running now. He's in full gear. But, man, I just don't believe that LeBron, D-Wade, Ray Allen, and Bosh can continue to keep putting everything on their backs to keep the streak going. They're going to get tired one of these days because coming up real soon, Ray, let me point this out real soon. They're going to have some back-to-back games coming up where they play on Tuesday and Wednesday and like Friday and Saturday. And we both know how the back-to-backs go. That's kind of hard going back-to-back and being on the road. You know what I mean?
7 out of 8 games.
Yeah, we won 7 out of 8. We won 7 out of our last 8 back to back, though.
See,
That's what we own now. You said it right. We on back to back to back now. That's what. Oh man, perfect analogy, man. That's what LeBron about to do. It's about to be back to back to back. A lot of them.
I feel you on that, Carl. I really love that, man. Yeah, I love the hype you got behind Miami, man. I wouldn't mind them breaking that streak, man, you know, winning 34 games. And if they're able to do that, man, that would be some unbelievable stuff. But told L Boogie last week, I mean, what does – okay, let me ask you this, Carl. If they win, let's say, 35 games in a row, what does it mean if they don't win an NBA championship?
It means absolutely nothing, and that's the same mindset I believe those guys have. You know, the championship is very more important than the streak. You know, the streak is just something that's at the moment right now. They caught up in it right now, so why not go with it? You know, everybody like to see the streaks broken. They're made to be broken.
Right.
Records and streaks are made to be broken.
That's understandable.
Even before I see this run right here, I couldn't imagine a team winning 33 games in a row in any league. Any league. You know, like the Houston Rockets, they won 22 games in a row. I don't see how, and they were pretty good, but I don't see how they won 22. They had to have a lot of luck.
Absolutely.
That's when they had Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming and those guys. Am I correct or am I right?
But Yao got hurt.
Right.
For Tracy Curry, though, for 22.
Without y'all.
A lot of luck in that streak right there.
Yeah, that streak's coming down, though. I think they're going to win about, I think they'll win about 28, 29 games. I think it'll be close to 33, but I don't think they're going to do it, man, because even if they do break the streak. Go ahead.
Right, I'm rooting for it as a fan. You know, I'm a big LeBron fan. I'm just not rooting for just because of LeBron, but, you know, I'm a basketball fan, so if it was the Toronto Raptors going for 33 in a row, I'd be rooting for them.
I don't know about that, man. I'll be hating. That's a Canadian team. I need a U.S. team to be
doing. It's just sports, you know? You don't see it that often,
right.
So when you do see it, you know, it's something to watch.
You being a guru, Ray Nathan, that's what you told me your street name was, and we're going to test your street credibility now. So just comparing the two, and you saw a lot of dynamic duels in your day with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and now LeBron and D-Wade and a couple, you know, co-stars. Where do you see them? I mean, are they up there with the Kobe Shaq duo, and are they, you know, the best?
Yes.
Bird and Mikhail,
very much so,
or...
sir, with that duo. Very much so with that duo. But the greatest duo of all time to me, you know, is Mike and Scotty, man. Them guys at that size, man. You know, neither guy 6'9". You know, you might have a big guy as your, like a Shaq and Kobe, a Magic and Kareem, you know.
Right.
You see two forwards, you know, like Mike, you know, I never thought I'd see it again. I thought Mike and Scottie would be the last time I see something that great.
Yeah, you're right about that, Carla. Once the Boston Celtics put the big three together for the first time, I think that shook up a lot of stuff, the way the NBA is run now, because everybody's trying to have that big three, you know what I mean? And, you know, Oklahoma City was real close when they had James Harden, but now that they got rid of him, I think, you know, it's standalone. It is LeBron and Dwayne Wade, Batman and Robin. You know, they work really good together, man. I'm not knocking that. And, you know, what's really crazy about Dwayne Wade and LeBron is that...
Man, LeBron, I don't mean to cut you off, man, with the turnaround from the baseline, man. Come on.
Yeah, when Dwayne Wade wheels began to start spinning, you know, as far as him being healthy, you can tell that Miami Heat is playing a different style of basketball, and I believe that he is the key for the streak to continue, because we all know that LeBron comes to play every night. He's built for this, you know what I'm saying? But it's Dwayne Wade. If we can keep him mentally fresh and also physically fresh, man, yeah, it'll be dangerous for somebody once Miami Heat start the playoffs, because it can be even worse once the playoffs start. You know, they can sweep through everybody, just be resting. Yeah, so that could be dangerous, too.
And I need him to be physically fresh, because anytime you play with LeBron, you better be physically fresh.
Right. Yeah. Now, last question, Ray Nathan. We're going to, you know, jump back to our football. Now, the signing of Paul Kruger, and, you know, they're talking about the Browns buzzing and whatnot. And we know that you're, you know, a Browns fan. What do you think, where they're going to finish next year?
Man, I didn't believe they'd win the games they won this year, you know. But they play hard. They play hard and together, man. So it all starts right there. I don't care who you got on the field. You got to play together and you got to play hard. So I'm looking at, just to go out on a limb, I give them 9-7.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great, and I'm giving them great. I'm giving them great this year, because, you know, if they don't do it this year, man, what are they going to do? We've been back
what
since 99, and we haven't gained much progress as a contending organization, and I don't believe it should take an organization 20 years to put a team together.
Let me tell you something. Even the Carolina Panthers got to the Super Bowl, the expansion team, before the Cleveland Browns, and they've been going on since Jim Brown. Thank you, caller. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you,
no doubt. Hey, Peace and love to your girl down there. I know you like Notre Dame. They won the Big East Championship. I know you like that.
We're St. Louis, Missouri, baby.
No doubt. Now, speaking of the NBA, LeBron James, I must say, I know. I was hollering, but really wasn't hollering. You know, you got that saying. You know, you guys be hollering, but don't really be hollering. That was one of those times. LeBron James is on another level right now. And like I said before, he's using all his talents at this time. Early on in his career, he was bailing them out, shooting jumpers and, you know, shots that shouldn't have been took. But, you know, I guess it's always the same. Experience is the best teacher, and he's getting better at his craft. It's going to be very tough. What's that song, bro, back in the day? It's going to take a miracle. It's going to take a miracle. I'm sorry, y'all. But, yeah, it's going to take a miracle, man, for the Miami Heat to get knocked off. It really is. I don't know what's going to happen. But if so, I'm really going to have an investigation because somebody's point shaving or they just stole Bronny's. You feel me, bro?
I feel you 100%, L Boogie, man. Them boys are super scorched right now, man, and it's like being close to the sun, man. They the closest thing to the sun right now, man. And it's unbelievable, though. I'm like the last caller that called in. I agree with it 100%. I'm a basketball-loving dude, man, and just to see, you know, any NBA team go on a streak like this, you know, is amazing. And to even think or compare, you know, Miami streak to the Houston Rockets 22-game streak when they did it 4, 5, 6 years back, you know, it's amazing that, wow, you know, the caller had me thinking, ah, who was really on that team? You know, outside of T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, and Yao Ming, who else did they really have on that team for them to win 22 straight? Was the league soft then? I mean, I'm trying to really put that into perspective because 20 games looking like 21 tonight, you know, it's unbelievable when you start comparing it and looking at it a little bit deeper. It really is. It's really crazy, and it's really exciting to see the Miami Heat being part of this. Cause, I mean, look at all the teams that have come and gone that haven't done this. You know, like he said, Michael Jordan didn't win 20 in a row. He won 17, yes. So, you know, he never won 20, and that's something to think about. So this is pretty exciting, and I hope that Miami can break the streak. But, you know, it's just something about it, man. It's just something about it. Something going to happen to where – something's going to happen, and I don't think that it's going to be broken. But I wanted to, but I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I have to agree before we move on to the next thing as far as the NBA with the Lakers and Kobe Bryant. Last thought about LeBron James and where he's gone and come from. Like I heard in the streets the other day, you know, we're going to talk about Oklahoma City and, you know, your point guard taking more shots than your superstar. And if LeBron was doing that in Cleveland, the plain dealer in the streets and the barbershops and all in the projects would be, you know, backlashing him. So, you know, now that he has a ring under his belt, it's okay. It's okay. So, but yeah, let's talk about Dante Jones playing defense on Kobe Bryant. You know, I was in the streets. I was in the streets today, and they were very, you know, deliberate about, they said that Dante Jones moving up under Kobe Bryant was a dirty play. Now, call us, tweet me, at LBoogie15, email us, the streets is talking, at yahoo.com, call us, 347-855-8896, so you can always get at us on the blog, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking. I saw the play live, and then I saw it in slow motion. I know the history of Dante Jones Do you really think that was a dirty play? I think it was a dirty play. And then again, I might think that it wasn't a dirty play, but because of his history, I just think that it might have been a little dirty. You don't go under guys when they're up in the air shooting jumpers. I mean, that's like G-code in the street or something. You know, it's like hand-to-hand. You know you're in the streets and it's hand-to-hand. It's just like G-code, man. You don't get in the man's space. Now, I don't know if you've ever been overseas or if you ever had a passport and been able to get over there. I'm going to give you an analogy. So I'm going to give you an analogy where you can just, you know, a foreigner get in your face and they'll be 3 feet from you. And, you know, where you come from the streets, if they're that close, you're a sucker puncher. But that's acceptable. That's like you're crowding me. You're in my space when you're in America. That's what Dante Jones did. He crowded his space for him to come down. And I can go back and rewind some tape, and when I can recall Jalen Rose verbally said he did it on purpose in the finals against Kobe Bryant. What type of guys are that? Now, Jalen, I love you. You know, numbers never lie, and you do the NBA, you know, pregame. But come on. Are you kidding me? I can see maybe shooting a guy elbow in the rib or something when he's not looking, but you hurt his wheels. You don't hurt a man's wheels, man. That's his money right there.
Man, L Boogie, let me tell you something, man. That wasn't no dirty play, man. The dude just playing defense. Toby can't, I mean, he just upset because he missed the game-winning shot. That's all. If he would have hit it, he'd have got right on up and two steps his behind right on back to the locker room. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Jules, let me tell you, man, it wasn't dirty, man. It could have been, but it wasn't dirty, man.
It's a fine
line.
You
think
it was a dirty play?
It was a dirty play. It's just like Boogie said, man. You know, you can't crowd a man's face. You know what I mean? Shot up and released. What was the purpose? You gonna box him out? Way out there?
Right, he's falling out of bounds, right, G?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a tough call to say not a dirty play. You know, it's like L say, okay, if it wasn't a dirty play, it was still a bad play regardless. It wasn't basketball. It wasn't the basketball I was taught. It wouldn't be the basketball that should be taught, so...
So would he would have been complaining if he would have hit the game winning shot?
Yeah. We watch everything on tape nowadays, brother.
Yeah, it's slow mo too, and I'm talking about they super slowed it down too, just to let us know that. Yeah, that was dirty. He got up under. He could have just. Yeah, it ain't no such thing as stopping the fade, man. So with him, with Kobe doing the fade like Mike, you know, it ain't. It just wasn't necessary, man, and I don't think it was that dirty. But I mean, you know, with it in slow mo, yes, it was dirty. But in real life, it didn't look that bad until we saw him just laying there.
You know, that's what I said about Chris Childs giving Kobe that two piece. It didn't look bad in fast time, but when I slowed that mug down. Kobe gave me them biscuits and gravy. Yeah, it looked bad.
Wow. And listen to this. In the streets always be talking. Kobe limping off, showing his ankle on Twitter, and now he's playing like he's so great. Now, I don't agree with the play, but we know, you know, Kobe, he's in la-la land. And I know Jewel, you know, you OG, you from La La. And remember, it's Hollywood. I think it might have been a little action, too, because he's out there balling right now in Indiana.
Oh, man, look, just like I told an associate of mine earlier, man, you know, medicine of today, man, is, you know, we got miraculous comebacks. We don't know what type of cortisone shot he took. or this, that, or the other, man, you know, repair is what they do now. It might not be healed, but he might not. He just doesn't feel the pain.
He tried to play tonight. Jules G, he tried to play tonight, but he left in the first quarter. He didn't score any points, and he's out for the rest of the game tonight from the reports that are being shown. So he tried, man, but I don't think he's going to be able to do that, man. Kobe is a strong dude, but he ain't going to be able to get back to playing on that ankle like he's normally used to. You got to remember, man, Kobe not 22, 25 anymore, man. That spraining of an ankle hurts, man. Take longer than a couple of days to get that, you know, heal back up to jumping status like Kobe be doing.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Will they make the playoffs? Will they maintain and sustain their position at the eighth spot? Granted, the teams above them aren't really that good. They'll lose a couple to keep them in it. You have your Utahs, your Houstons, very inconsistent. I mean, you even have Clippers losing games. They're declining as well, but they're savvy. I don't know.
They will make the playoffs, L Boogie. They gonna fight to make eighth place or even seventh place. But like I said a couple of shows ago, man, I mean, they just gonna be fighting to play Oklahoma City or even San Antonio, which is gonna be a very tough road. But I think they match up well against the Lakers. I mean, against San Antonio, excuse me. To actually give them a 6-7 game series. But if they have to play Oklahoma City, man, Russell Westbrook is just too fast for the Lakers himself. And so, you know, we saw that in the last time Oklahoma City played the Lakers. He gets the ball, and the guy is lightning down the court. And so I think that they would have a shot, a better opportunity playing San Antonio versus playing Oklahoma City if they should continue and play consistent enough to go ahead and make a spot in the playoffs.
I'm going to tell you this. Anybody who plays San Antonio in the first round has a chance, point blank. That's what the streets are saying.
I agree.
San Antonio, regular season. Now with Tony Parker out, don't forget when he comes back, he's still going to be a little ginger. So, man, it's up in the air. Oklahoma City, they're okay, but like we said before, when you have Russell Westbrook taking more shots than the superstar on the team, it might be a problem. It might be a problem. So, with that being said.
Hold on, L Boogie. Hold on, L Boogies and Jules G. Say, man. I got a special call on the line. He wants to get on the line and let us know a little bit of something, man. He's very, very interested in what we're talking about the Lakers. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Trey, a.k.a. from Peoria, Arizona. And I want to make a few comments in regards to the play that Dante put on Mr. Kobe Bryant. If you check your stats, word on the streets. The issue that I have is the rule states, the NBA rule book, that when a man takes a jump shot, that defender has to give him space to land. If you go back to your replay and watch that play, the kid Dante, did not give him space to land. Therefore, that is a foul. Now, was it deliberately done? Maybe not. Who knows? But on the point I'm making is the rules of the game is when you take a jump shot, that defender must give you space. Now, I don't know if it was – I don't think it was flagrant or what the case was, but the rules are stated there. So this is really an NBA issue on something they implemented that was not taken care of in a proper manner. So it should have been a two-shot foul. And far as the comment – that one of your announcers made in regards to he mad that he missed a shot. This is a 5-time NBA champion who is second all time behind the great Michael Jordan in scoring and all kind of other stats. So for that caliber of player he is, that foul should have been called. And yes, the rules state that if a jump shot shooter shoots, he must have room to land. And
man,
I wanted to debate on that situation
the
right
there.
We
know the rule. What's it, man? The streets are sorry, man. Look, this T-Row, man. We know the rules of the NBA.
Well, obviously you don't.
Man, I didn't make the call. What I'm saying is I saw the play just like you saw the play. And my thing is, man, quit talking about these rules. We know the rules of the NBA. All these jump shooters be getting – LeBron is the number one player for getting – for the most fouls committed on him, and they don't even call it because he's so big. And in Kobe's case, like I said, if he would have hit the shot, it wouldn't have mattered. He would have got up and hopped off on one foot, and they would have carried it to the locker room like he was just won an NBA championship. All because he missed the shot, y'all won two free throws. Come on, man. It happened to everybody. I understand they should have gave Kobe, the five-time NBA champion that he is, the
benefit
of the doubt.
Say that with confidence, brother. Say that with confidence.
I don't like the Lakers, but I'm just saying. This is what I mean. I'm just saying this. He don't always have to get the call. Mike didn't always get the Jordan. The Jordan rule.
You misunderstand what I'm saying. The point of it being is there is a rule put in place. So now this is bigger than Kobe. Regardless of it just happened to be Kobe, but the rule states when you take a jump shot and you are a defender, you must allow that man room to come down, and Mr. Dante did not do that. So this ain't got nothing to do with the two free. That's the rules, and the rules were not followed.
Trey K, you're from Peoria, Arizona, and you're an all time listener and a first time caller. Am I correct?
Correct.
I'm going to say this, being that I do love the Black Mamba as well. I love the Black Mamba, but we all know, regardless of being a 5-time champion, playing his league what 17 years, he still sometimes catches sucker attacks, and I think that might have been one. He might have just caught one. Oh, my. Just like the other night against the Thunder, it's amazing. He couldn't raise his right arm. Because he knew he was about to get that butt whooped. But the next game, miraculously, he throws in 41 and 39. And that's what the streets is saying about the Black Mamba right now. Stop faking. Stop faking. Stop catching a sucker attack.
Well, I want to say this. I think that for the streets is talking, I want to say that I think they're very critical to such a great ball player of his caliber. And, you know, it's been down in history from Kareem to Wilt to Dr. J to Kobe and to Magic. And as time comes, one day it will be LeBron. I just heard the other day they told me Dwayne Wade is washed up. So when you get to greatness, you're either going to be loved or hate, nothing in between. And I don't think that man has to fake anything. He has played hurt, proven that he can play hurt, dedicated his body, his mind, and time into the craft that he plays. And again, I will say, with 5 NBA rings, been to the championship 7 times, to that caliber, that's a man that does not have to fake. That's like me and you sitting here right now talking about how poor a billionaire is. It sounds ignorant. You cannot talk bad about someone with money. So that goes for the same for Mr. Kobe Bryant, is that I don't think he has to fake nothing. I still stand by the rules. He's supposed to sell it. It's still Hollywood. It's still entertainment at the end of the day. So he ain't the first. He ain't going to be the last. And I just think the level of respect should be a little bit higher. And, again, the rules should be followed. But for some odd reason, since he caught that little rape case, they don't want to give him no calls that he deserves. This is a man who has dominated the NBA with only one NBA MVP. So we already know how people are going to feel in regards to Baby Bubba. And I just think, again, as I quote, he was fouled on the play. They didn't acknowledge it. So if he put a little acting on, it's lights, camera, action. That's where he's from. I will agree. But again, the rules were not followed, so this is truly an NBA issue. And if you don't like it, that's something that should be discussed with David Stern, with Big S, because the rule states, again, when you shoot a jump shot, you got to have room to land. And the NBA, Kobe Bryant is a marquee player in the NBA that people pay to come see, not Dante, who fuck around and might not even be in the league next week.
Hold on. We know we in the streets. We know we in the streets, but
my
we
bad.
Think he's getting a
you,
little emotional.
Wow. When you start talking about Baby Bubble, the emotions go to another level. You
we know you're from L.A. Jules the G, please tell us one more thing, because we're going to go. I'm going to ask you one more time, caller, as far as I got one more question for you before we let you go. Jules, you want to comment one more time about Kobe Bryant and the Lakers?
Myself?
Oh, yes.
Or is it, are we speaking to the caller, Woody?
Okay, I got you.
Is this for the caller?
So,
a question for the caller?
No, this question is for you. Before I get to the caller, I want to ask the caller one more question. Let me ask him right quick.
Do you think
that Dwight Howard can carry your team now that these guys are hurt? Can he prove it now? Will this be his stage to prove that he will get the long-term contract? Do you feel confident in him? Trey K, you with me?
I'm here.
That question is for you. Do you think that Dwight Howard can carry your team?
Dwight Howard can carry the team in enough manner for Baby Bubba to get back. Yes, I believe. Definitely, I would have to review the upcoming games. But I think, depending on the schedule, Dwight Howard, along with the other Lakers, should be able to maintain that eighth spot until Kobe get back, because he will not be gone long. He does not. He knows every game is critical. Every game he misses is critical. But sometimes when the general falls, the troops step to the plate. And as you saw today with the win against a very talented third team in the East, Indiana Pacers, they came through. So I do believe Dwight Howard will maintain that status of holding it up until Baby Bubba gets back alone with the Spaniard, Paul Gasol.
Huh.
Paul Gasol.
Who is he?
Paul Gasol is a man with two rings. That's who he is.
Listen, man. Lakers fakers, man. No disrespect to you, caller. No disrespect to you, Jules the G. But you're only going to get one more paycheck than the next man. Congratulations. You go to the playoffs.
Well, hey, Mr. L, I have to say this. We'll see when the playoffs start who really want to see us, because one thing about this deal is, no, athletically we do not match up well against Oklahoma, but 20-6 is gone. So let's not forget that. His name is James Harden. He is no longer part of the Oklahoma City Basketball Association team. So I'm saying this to you is, there is a chance. So the reality of it is, do they really want to see the Lake Show? The question at hand is, we already know at the level of play that Lakers don't match up athletically against certain teams, Clippers being one of them. But San Antonio is truly can be a bust, and Oklahoma is not the same team they were last year. So the question at hand is, are they ready to see the Lake Show?
Man, y'all go. You do not want to see Oklahoma City. Y'all don't have nobody that can stop Russell Westbrook. Every time he come to L.A., he scores 30 or better. So he going to do that again. And he ain't going to run through y'all like running water. So I don't know why you talking that trash. Your only shot you have is against San Antonio. That's your only shot. You think you can beat Oklahoma City?
Haters is up and living as we speak, man. The haters is always alive.
Think you can beat? The question is, you think you can beat Oklahoma City?
Haters are always alive.
Man,
Oklahoma
I want to say this, guys. We got to, I know we're in the streets, but we still got to pay the sewer bill and the water bill. So let's take it to commercial. And when we come back, we're going to have some Freestyle Friday. Talk about Lil Wayne. He's in the hospital right now. So it's Freestyle Friday. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Get out at 347-855-8896. Tweet me your comments at LBoogie15. Show produced by DJ Steph. Holla back, your boy. Let's go. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good.
road with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coke. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging.
Bring it when you're ready, though.
Every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Man, we back. It's Freestyle Friday. It's your boy L Boogie.
And if you don't know,
man,
now you know.
You heard the caller, Trey K, calling from L.A. Now he resides in Peoria, Arizona. He's an advocate Lakers fan. Wow. We're gonna go into our next caller. We had to go pay the bills, though. Next caller, T-Money from Cleveland, Ohio. Give us your comments on the show so far. What do you think?
Welcome to the show, fellas.
Man, what's up, Ro? What's up, Jules? What's up, cuz? Man, it's good. You know, I'm a little late, man. I just had to hit a couple fences, man. You know, it's the 15th, man. I got to get all this butter. Got to stuff my butter getting all this butter. You feel me? But listen.
Got to get it. Got to get it. Streets is talking, baby. Got to get that butter.
You know, first of all, man, we ain't even going to talk about LeBron and them no more, man. I love LeBron. The Heat, what they doing. They unstoppable. They a force. They a machine. They pushing. But we talking about the greatest guy we've seen since MJ. Fake. Come on, man. Dante Jones, that's a hater move, man. He's a CI. What was he doing? He didn't even jump. He's a confidential enforcer. He's a confidential informant, man. I got the paperwork on him, man. He did that on purpose, man. They set Kobe up, man. What are you doing?
He did Bruce Bowen.
They set him up.
He set him
Dante
up, man.
Dante Jones is a CI, man. He set him up for the fall.
You know Kobe don't got the faith for nobody, man. The Mamba? I don't see him beating Oklahoma City or none of that, but he's the great Kobe Bryant, man. That guy's going to have a statue right in front of the Staples Center, hands down. We know what's going on with him, man. I can't believe Dante Jones did that, man. He need to turn himself in. He need to do his time. Do your time.
He needs to turn himself in, T-Money.
He got caught with 1.5 grams and he told him the guy with a half a thing, man. He's ridiculous.
He needs his street card revoked, there, Boogie. We don't take no haters like that.
Man, we put him in the spot. He's the first guy with a felon. He's in the spot. You know, we call it the spot. We don't ever want to call it his name. You know, if you've ever been in the streets, we don't never call it his name. We call it the spot. So he's the first guy we put in the spot, Money.
He's in the spotlight. I got 2 more comments, man. The boy, JaVale McGee, is booming everything, man. He's dunking everything. He's going to be on top 10 plays every day, no matter if he messes up or he makes a great play. I think he's all-star in the next 2-3 years. And I told you, cuz, the Baltimore Ravens were going to crumble when they gave that cash to Joey Flacco. everybody's exit stage left. Because you're not showing no respect to them other players that helped you get that ring. He even had the audacity to come out and say, at sometimes I didn't know what Ray Lewis was talking about. Come on, man.
Do those guys like playing with Joe Flacco money?
I believe they like to play with Joe Flacco, but I think they don't think Joe Flacco did the right. It was a team. The Baltimore Ravens championship was built on a team effort, man. I don't think Joe Flacco wrong for cutting the check. But like you say, week in and week out, the Ravens are going to be NBG. Nothing but my Browns going to have a better record than them Lions. The dog pound will be better than the Baltimore Ravens this year, man.
Hold on, T-Money. This your boy T-Row. Wait a minute, man. Since they got Joe Flacco, they ain't missed the playoffs. I'm not taking nothing away from them, you know, letting everybody test the free agent market, but you think they're going to just fall off the face of the earth like that?
Yes. Anquan, they lost Anquan. They're going to lose Ed Reed. They're losing key pieces. They lost the linebacker. They lost Kruger. They're losing key
pieces. Kruger? He came over to your team.
Right. He's with the Browns now. We're going to be rushing him. And who's he going to throw them jump balls to now? Not Anquan Boldin, who was going up there getting that garbage. They made a key. And he went to the 49ers, the team they just played for the championship. Come on, man. You got to make room for them other players. And I think he was very – no, I can't blame Joe Flacco. He got the butter, man. But I don't think – I mean, he's not a top elite passing quarterback as far as him putting up passing yards, touchdowns. He made the playoffs 5 straight years. I can't knock him, but your defense has been dismantled. Some of your offense is breaking down. Now you got to do it. You got to make these guys that come in better now. You're not getting these guys as good. You got to make guys better like Brady do and Manning do and Breeze do. Show me you elite now. With that 129, is he going to make these guys better? I don't think so. That's just my opinion.
I think so.
Did he not just win a Super Bowl?
No. The Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl. You keep saying that he didn't do it by himself. That was a great team.
But he was a big part of that, Money.
Yes, he was a big – of course, your quarterback going to be a big part of that. But how many – come on, the Broncos game, the Hail Mary, man, two defensive backs falling over each other, the 49ers, the jump balls that they caught, and they almost lost that game when they was blowing the 49. I mean, almost don't count. They the champs. They are the champs. I'm just talking about this year coming up. I want to see, can Joey Flacco continue to push like that? And I don't think so. And then we got to think of all the other quarterbacks that's about to be trying to. What is Aaron Rodgers worth then? He got a Super Bowl already. And he's putting up the numbers.
Right.
What is Aaron Rodgers?
You want to comment and rebuttal on that? Because that's your team. You think you guys are going to be okay?
I know they ain't snatched my dude Jules up again, man.
Man, Jules is always in the streets, man. You know, he be traveling. So sometimes he hit behind one of them hot spots behind the mountains, man, and the line drop. So, you know, Jules and G will be back in. You know, he always fly, man, keeping it pimping, keep them wheels turning. You know, yeah, boy, that stay in them streets. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I'm just saying, yeah, it's going to be a great season. I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the end. We're going to finally see what's up. But, hey, we definitely, T-Money, you going to throw a freestyle on us a little bit later on?
Oh, yeah. All I need is the instrumental, man. I can go real fast. It ain't nothing, man. I can do that. You know, mine's going to be freestyle. Ain't nothing put down. I'm going to just shoot it out there.
You want to go now? Do you want to hold off and let us talk to the next caller real quick? And then
go ahead,
get y'all on the freestyle.
I'll come back
side.
In. Yeah, I come back
all right,
in, man.
T-Money.
It's always good to talk to y'all, man.
Man, you know it. T-Money, give
bro, don't be acting like Kobe Bryant out there acting, man. We know he's the best, man.
No acting with your boy, man. T-Ro, keep it real with you, man, 100% all day long. You know what I'm saying, T-Money? I feel you, baby. I'm on LeBron back, but I just don't think that streak going to last, baby.
Who's the next caller, Ro?
Oh, man, we're going to take it live to my dude, man. Hey, caller, you on the line? Hey, caller, where you call, what's your name and where you calling from?
This is Larry, man. I'm from El Mirage, man.
Larry, El Mirage, welcome to the show, man. What you think about the hot topics that's been going on? What's on your mind this evening?
Oh, man, I have to make a little quick comment on my dude when he was talking about the calls being missed and getting down to basics about jump shooters making shots and having space. Referees going to miss calls, man. It was just a missed call. I didn't think it was dirty. He came down on the foot. He just missed his shot. It is what it is, man. Injuries happen, straight up. And in terms of your boy Flacco taking all the credit, he can't take all the credit. He played a great game, though, for a quarterback, but he comes down and he plays during crunch time. So when the playoffs came, my man did his thing. But they missing some real key pieces. Ed Reed being gone, the white dude, Kroger going off to Cleveland, Ellerby. Those are some real key pieces to that defense, which was pretty much holding them up. I don't think they're going to be able
and
to kill them
really
home,
man. Yeah, they really not done because Bernard Pollard still testing the free agent market and a couple of other guys still available from that defense. And, you know, I'm not going to say that Flacco did it by himself, but Flacco played the biggest part other than Ray Lewis, you know, announcing his retirement to help the team get motivated each and every week for Ray Lewis. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to give Flacco all the credit, but I'm going to say this. He should take most of the credit because the dude didn't throw not one interception during the whole playoff, and then he threw the miracle in Denver that should have never happened. So it's just like my dude said, the caller earlier, you got to have some kind of luck in all the sports. It just so happened that Baltimore's lucky day came in Denver a little bit earlier, and that's how they won and overcame what they thought they weren't going to ever – well, I'm not going to say they didn't think they were going to do it, but they overcame their biggest obstacle. And then, you know, they did what they did. They went and won the title. But I'm going to give Joe Flacco some credit. People don't want to call him elite, but I think he did that Eli Manning thing, called himself a nice quarterback and then went out and won the title. So if titles don't mean anything, you're not going to call him elite because he got a title. I think he's in an elite class now that he has a title. There hasn't been that many quarterbacks to actually win a title, you know, since Troy Aikman left.
Yeah, but you can go back into the Ravens history and talk about how quarterbacks don't really all have to get it done because their boy Trent Dilfer was a quarterback and he just got the job done. And that's what he's doing like during the season. When it's like big time during the season, your man chokes it up. So it's great that they came through and they finished it off with Ray. I think Ray's inspiration about him leaving and everybody wanting to get in the ring pulled them through. And he did what he needed to do. He played a good game. I'm not going to knock his game because this Super Bowl game was on point. He did everything he needed to do. The ball was on money, and he wasn't giving it away, and he just protected it. So he earned his money in that sense, but they still got to wrap up the rest of the team before you can just look at this man like he's going to carry the load. He's no Peyton Manning or your boy out there in Boston. He's definitely not one of them dudes. I mean, he's a good quarterback, but I wouldn't put him on elite status just yet.
Well, is he better than Trent Dilfer?
Yeah, he was better than Trent Dilfer. Trent Dilfer
right.
just managed
okay.
the team, but that's when you was dealing with the best defense around. That defense was killing folks out there.
And to your facts, L, I will say that yes, they had Trent Dilfer, but you know that was 10 years ago. I should say, was it 12 when they won the Super Bowl?
Right.
Now, we know that this is a quarterback league. Now it is. If you don't have an elite quarterback, you won't win. You can try. That's why they're the number one picks, if need be, in the entire NFL. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for that number one elite quarterback in this day and age. Yes, you know, you can have a substantial defense, which is solid. Look at my guys, the Packers. We just had an opportunist defense. We didn't have a stout defense, but we had a hell of a quarterback. The New Orleans Saints, they just had an opportunist defense, but had a hell of a quarterback. That's how it's going in this day and age. You better have a heck of a quarterback. And I can't say this about Joe Flacco. The most road wins in your first 5 years. You can say what you want. And just like I say about LeBron, you know, I used to be like, oh, man, but – the numbers are there, but you still can't give it to them, huh? It's just something about it. You still can't give them the street credibility that you want to give them, huh, L?
Oh, I'm a LeBron fan, man. I've been riding with this, man, for real.
So I'm talking about Joe Flacco.
But Flacco itself, man, I'm saying he's a good quarterback. I just don't think he's on elite status yet. He's a good quarterback. I'll say he's a better than average quarterback. He's in the top half, but there's a lot of quarterbacks I'd take over him still. That's my whole point. Like, you know, this man did a good job, man. He did his thing during the game, but, like, when it comes down to it, like, you got to look at the whole thing. So, yes, they made it through. But in the first part of it, when he was talking all that stuff, bringing about, oh, it's all about the money. The more games I wait, the more you're going to have to pay me. He was choking it up then. The elite quarterbacks have a game or two that they may be off. He's been like that a lot. And he wrapped it up, man. Pressure time, he did what he needed to do. So I think for me, it's going to have to be more consistency the whole time around. I'm not knocking what he did because they won a Super Bowl. You can't knock that. That's just what it is.
And he did that.
Right. We thank you, L. We thank you for your comments. Now we're going to go back to Money. See Money, if he's still in the streets, if he's still listening. DJ Steph, if you could play the instrumental. Money, are you there?
Yeah, man, I'm not taking that $3, dude. Get out of here.
Hello?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, buddy. We hear you out there.
DJ Steph, keep
playing with the music. Go ahead, Money. Minute and a half. Let's go.
Turn me up, man.
We're going to turn you up this hand, bro.
Get that money to your hands hurt. Take a cut, don't stop me. I'm rolling around with the hood in the old suit, July 3. Drop the top, though. Never stop, though. When I see the top, I do the pick and roll. It's a give and go with the crackhead. And you heard what I said, all about the bread. Cash rules everything around me. Get them dollars, watch the whole dollar. We gon' pop our collars, just like 10 to 76. And you know I got the wrist with the flick. Hold it up, they shot, it's all good. I'm the man on the hardwood. Put my name up the third good. HJG, T Money, me and L High Z. We pop bottles, we hit bottles. Everybody on the lane for the follow. Game time.
It's all good.
Yeah, we can get T-Nick in. We should have T-Nick in right now. T-Nick, you with me, baby?
T-Nick,
hold on,
T-Nick,
give me a second,
not
man.
T-Nick.
Give me a second. There he is. T-Nick, what's up with you, baby?
Yo, having no, let's go. Score keeper, what's really happening?
Yes, I'm with it. OG
scorekeeper, what's going on? Hell Boogie. Hello, hello.
Hey, T-Nick.
T-Nick.
Hey, T-Nick, what's up, man? This your boy T-Ro. How you feel this evening? T-Nick, are you
what's
with me?
What's going on?
Oh, man, we just chilling, man. We trying to get everybody connected right now, man. It's it's so good to hear your voice, man, from the sports officials, ladies and gentlemen, T-Nick.
Yes, sir.
Host of the show.
I'm sorry.
What's on your mind, T-Nick?
I think this is the OG scorekeeper, bro.
This OG scorekeeper, L Boogie, what's going on? I just want to touch in a little bit, tell you guys you're doing a great job, though, first and foremost. And then just a little bit about on when you were talking about that Hollywood guy and them Hollywood cats.
Let me know what's on your mind real fast. Give me a minute of your time, OG, before we go to Meeks's mind.
Oh.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, man, the cat is Hollywood. You know, these cats is Hollywood. And he just, you know, it was not a play, but at the same time, it was a foul. But at the same time, that kind of the drama. You know what I'm saying? You got to go. You got to go with what Hollywood is. Hollywood is about drama, man. It creates controversy. That's where the movies come from, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything is about make believe. So, yeah, it was a foul and everything, but they was going hard, man. It was the last shot. You know what I'm saying? Of the game and everything. And then who was they playing again? Atlanta. So you got to really take that into consideration of, you know, same way cats come down there and everybody come down there before their games and everything. They come to Atlanta. They come to kick it. You know what I'm saying? They get the strip clubs and everything. Just like the refs do all that too, man. You know what I'm saying? So they just missed one. You know what I'm saying? The refs was kicking it and just like everybody else was kicking it. So, but on that note, man, it was a last-second shot that he missed. Like you guys said earlier, he missed the shot, man. Live with it. Keep it moving. But at the same time, you know, like your boy said, confidential informer, because that guy, he's known to do little tweaky stuff, you know what I'm saying? So you got to look at both sides of that, man.
Yeah, like I was telling L Boogie earlier, T Nick, that on the fade, I just thought in the beginning Dante just stepped up, just wanted to put a hand up. But you know, of course, we in this slow mo world now, and once they showed it in slow mo 100,000 times, it kind of makes you think that it was a dirty play the way he just stepped up. But I didn't think it was intentional. But you know, like I said, Jordan had Jordan rule. They didn't always get it right with the Jordan rules.
Right, and then these guys at the same time, these guys down in the line of kicking it, they got the ref got the there on the kick it mode just the same way the players did, you know what I'm saying?
Now, let me ask you this, Nick. What would have happened if he would have scored the basket? Would we be talking about
what
this?
What would have happened if he would have scored? You see what I'm saying? They would have made a movie out of it in Hollywood.
Rule part two.
On that note, we thank you, OG Scorekeeper. Now we're really going to go in with T-Nick, the host of the Sports Officials. T-Nick, you with me? Can you give me just 1 minute before we go off the air?
Do what you do, bro. Do what you do, man. Hey, once again, it's on. I'm going to hit it to you real quick. As you know, I like to get in, I like to get out. Dante Jones, that Dion Kobe, that was some bull. You know what I'm saying? It was like Larry Drew put the goon in. Do y'all remember John Chaney back in 05 when he put in Nehemiah Ingram? He put the dude in against St. Joe's. He pre-fired out in 4 minutes. He averaged 0.4 points. He averaged 0.9 rebounds for the season. But he went in and did it with these two. That's what the goons do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk to you real quick. Top five underrated MCs on the Freestyle Friday. Number five is Cool G Rap, Mr. Road to Riches himself. Number four, Red Man, Funk Not the Spot. He ain't getting no pub until Method Man made this album with him. Method Red, the Black Eyed, not the Black Album, but the Black Eyed Album. Check it if you ain't ever seen.
No doubt.
Number three is Big Daddy Kane. The B-S-E-D-A-W-D-Y Kenny any album. Fitting plenty, 7 minutes to any. That's what he do. Okay, number two is MC Ren. That's what he do, okay? MC Ren, the Philly, the Black Philly. And number one, Jules G, you're going to really appreciate this. Number one, Spice One. Spiggity One, the Black Paul Fellini. You know what I'm saying? That is the most underrated MC
lady
of all time. Hey, T-Row, I need you to call into the show. Jules, I need you to call into the show. I got some theme music for y'all. T-Row, where you from, brother? Tell me where you from, T-Row.
I'm from Dallas, Texas, baby. You got me. I'll be calling on Sunday, and that's word.
Let me write this down. T-Row is from Dallas, Texas. I'm going to make sure I play some Chop. Hey, I'm going to make sure I got either some Phase, some UGK, or some Chopped and Screwed for you. Hey, L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? When the streets are talking, it's like ear fudding. Everybody listen. Once again, it's on.
My man. No doubt. T-Nick, the Sports Official, call in every Sunday, 1 p.m., www.blogtalkradio, the Sports Official. But let's end on this note. Man, I'm very, very hurt right now. I know that we have this sports talk show and we talk about Lil Weezy and things like that. But right now, if you're out there in the sports world, entertainment world, if you just have some compassionship, we really have to pray for Lil Wayne right now. He's in the hospital from what we're told from the streets has told us. But what's really on my mind right now is about our entertainers and, you know, rest in peace, Pimp C. These guys with drug overdoses and the message they're sending our kids.
Papa Molly, I'm sweating. Woo! We don't need our kids saying that and trying that. That's not good. Radio stations, you can blurb some of that out. The beat is fine, but we don't need that. We got our youngins out here in the world, and they think that that's what's happening. Remember, you influence these us. You influence us, the public, the world, with your music. So use it as a tool. And remember, it's just like wrestling. Teach your kids that it's only entertainment. And like my man Jay-Z would always say, it ain't a movie, dog. Catch us on Monday. We're going to talk about the season. Who's your pick? NCAA tournament. Man, we got a lot to talk about on Monday. Holler back. 9 p.m. Eastern time, as usual. Get at me, L Boogie 15, T Row, Jewel the G, DJ Steph. And like we always say, we love you. And, you know, like we say, man, the streets, they always watching. And they always talking. Let's go. One.
What your bitch say? Give her ass a location and a template. Show her how to work the interstate. Stop working with that thinner weight. Get your brakes fixed. Stop playing, cause all we know is gunplay. Trip while you're full and my clip gon' be empty. When the stomachs get empty, anything's tempting. Ain't nobody safe when it's for the kids' sake. Hurricane wiped us out like an earthquake. We trying to save face, but we ain't got a place. Day, so they made us evacuate. We on our way, pussy. Relocate. Y'all know it's when you see us. Put your jewels up. Put your cars, put your clothes, put your shoes up. It's that serious, homie. Pick the news up. It wasn't good, nigga. Think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit ain't gonna never have shit. Bullshit, cause they still gonna try and manage. Niggas doing anything like God gon' understand them. But please understand us. Niggas with money lost mansions. Niggas with nothing lost families. Lives lost in traffic. Water up to the attic. There goes the stashes. But a nigga got passion. Even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Shit, but call me Siegfried. Watch I turn one key to 100 G. Yeah, dear summer, summer breeze. Summer, please know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you. Behind bars trying to get to you, and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front, and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The droughts here, not only white slowed up, the weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck, put a dent in the money too, but that's the last thing, cause hustle is what we do. But hustle with what? How we getting on? Where he sitting at? What he sitting on? Stand up if you know it's true. The end of the world coming in my city to prove. Damn. And this is after disaster. This ain't rap, this a recap. Stepping off the G4 steel strap. Bust your head in the air, that's a sky cap. Have my car pick me up where I arrive at. Drop the work off, cause it don't go where I reside at. Garbage bags filled up with dollars. Dead presidents gotta dump the bodies. Birdman, as long as we gon' eat, then everybody eat off me. Feet off ground, fingers to the stars. Reaching, and I'ma get there through these bars. Believe me, I'm down for the cause. Even when everything paused, I proceeded. I'm a leader, meet the son of your leader. Fuck the world, not the people.